other countries in the world, and it does affect particularly vigorously young growing wheat just as it emerges. So it's very important for growers to get onto this if they have aphids and spray quickly to make sure that they don't damage the productivity of their crop.
So this is a productivity issue, not a trade issue?
Our advice from the Department of Agriculture is it is not really a trade issue because most other wheat-growing countries of the world have this aphid, but it can be a serious productivity problem if you don't detect it early and put the right management and spray regime in place.
What's being done about it then?
Well, the property that was reported came via their agronomist, who was concerned that he hadn't seen this, and we verified it through a number of entomologists around Australia from their reference laboratory. So we know it is Russian wheat aphid. As I said, it hasn't been detected before. It probably flew in, some people think, perhaps on trade winds from South Africa, which is an unusual and surprising piece of information. But really, we're working now with the agronomists to make sure that they're aware of the type of insecticides that people are required to use on their crops in case they do detect these aphids, because, as I said, you need to get on them early. They love getting on fast-growing early crops, and that's where they can cause a lot of damage. So as long as you can detect them early and put a spray regime in place, you can avoid that damage, just like any other wheat crop bug.
But presumably we're going all out to stop this in its tracks in the mid-north.
Yeah, we've been having a red-hot go in relation to spraying the first infected property. We've located 9 other properties in the area. We've offered spray regimes to them, and we're working through this nationally and with the other states and territories in relation to how we can effectively deal with it. That decision about whether it may be possible to contain it and treat it is yet to be made, but at the moment we've put a regime in place where we detect it, we're trying to spray it out. But in other countries where these have been located, they really don't have much chance of containing it.
So from what you're saying, this could be entrenched already, or is that going too far?
Well, it's over a significant area, and knowing how aphids replicate very quickly in these sorts of situations, it's really touch and go, and we're relying on scientific advice here on whether we can put an appropriate regime in place that will be able to contain it or whether it's going to slowly spread.
I remember a few years ago the millipedes hit the Adelaide Hills, and everyone was sort of took it for granted, and before you knew it there were millipedes everywhere. I mean, surely we should be just throwing absolutely everything at this.
Yeah, well, we are. Well, I mean, we're spraying those areas where we detect it, or we're advising those crop owners how to spray. But the reality is, from the scientific advice we have to hand, it's likely these have blown in. They may be in a number of other areas of the state that haven't yet realised that their crop may be infected with these aphids. So we have a statewide surveillance program set up, and obviously we've advised the other states, and they too are undergoing surveillance. So it's highly probable that we're going to find these aphids in other areas.
In a typical sort of per hectare situation, do you know how much they can cost a crop?
No, I haven't got that information to hand, Tim, but certainly you need to get onto it early, because we are aware from historical information that if you don't detect these early and spray early, you could lose up to 70% of your crop.
So this is very serious news for South Australian and indeed Australian wheat farmers.
It's a serious pest of grain, there's no doubt about that. And as I said, we're doing everything we can to currently contain it, but our surveillance, as we expand our surveillance, we're finding more of these aphids in areas quite a fair way away, like 15 kilometres away from the original infected property. So it's highly likely, as we expand our surveillance, we may find more.
You mentioned it might have flown in from South Africa. What? It didn't touch down in water all along? How can a tiny little thing like this, 2 millimetres long, fly from South Africa?
Well, there's a lot of entomologists in Australia that have been dealing with aphid pests for many, many years. A number of them have experience with Russian wheat aphid in other countries, and their advice to us at this stage is it's likely that it blew in to the country, because they don't travel on cut flowers, they don't travel on fodder, they need green material to survive, and we just don't import any green material. So their view at this stage is that it's likely to have blown in on some of the trade winds, probably settled on some of the irrigated pastures, and then has moved into the new crops as they've come up to the ground.
But surely it would have come via Western Australia.
Well, that's what we don't know at this stage, and obviously the West Australians and the Victorians will be undertaking some surveillance.
What should farmers in the region, and indeed possibly anywhere in South Australia, be looking out for?
Well, farmers that have put in early sown crops need to undertake some surveillance to have a look for aphids on those crops, or they need to, if they see anything suspicious, they need to get their agronomist in to have a look at those crops to see if it is the Russian wheat aphid, because it will require a different spraying regime perhaps than other pests that they're used to.
I mean, what specifically should be they looking for on the crops though? Just wilted crops, strange markings?
Yeah, you'll find wilted crops that get a bit of leaf curl and usually a whitish or purplish appearance to the end of the stems.
So is it fair enough for me to say this is one of the world's worst wheat pests, or is that going too far?
Well, it is registered as one of the worst pests for wheat crops. But like any other aphid species, growers need to undertake surveillance when their wheat is shooting up, particularly when it's at a young age. Make sure they've got good surveillance so that if they do detect this aphid, they can put the appropriate spray regime in place, just as they would for other pests.